It's everything Queensland footy.
Good bold football from the Brisbane Lions.
That's a big one for the Suns.
This is Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure.
Yes, can't believe it. Already middle of the year. Starting to look at the run home. Welcome to Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure. As every week, with Jack Fulham, Will Rolston, Nick Davis, having a look at everything happening in the world of AFL up here in Queensland. And gentlemen, it sort of sucks not having too much footy up here at the moment, but great news coming into this weekend, something that all Queensland footy fans can get excited about. Matty Rowell is back.
The Red
Nothing
Bull.
Else matters. We Nothing else matters. Matt Rowell is back playing footy.
We love Matthew Rowell so much on this podcast. He is the, well, he's the saviour of football on the Gold Coast, and that he's going to make his return. And I saw online today, could be, if he plays really well over the last 9 weeks of the season, a smoky for the Rising Star.
I would love to see that. I'd absolutely love to see that. Our correspondent, of course, down in Melbourne, Will Rolston. Obviously, the hype down there is just as big about Rowley coming back.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I think Matt Rowell has a nationwide following. He's, at the end of the day, he's just a nutty kid who loves his footy. He's been crueled by injury so far. I think there's a genuine excitement to see him playing again because there's no question he's going to be a star. And, yeah, the Rising Star race is wide open. I saw Nick Cox just suddenly catapulted to favouritism.
Yeah, about time.
That looks like Butthead. Oh, yeah,
I can't unsee that now. Why did you have to point that out to me? I can't unsee that.
100% does.
It's like the animation of Butthead was based on Nick Cox. That's how accurate it is.
That checks out. I've seen him spinning his little DJ decks as well. So, just a modern Butthead. Hey, just staying on the Gold Coast Suns, of course, the Lions got the bye this weekend, but the Suns, they'll travel over to Perth to face Freo. At 4-7, look, the mid-year isn't great. After the mid-season bye, it's not always great for the Suns. They've won, I don't really love this stat, winning just one of 25 matches under Stuart Dew following the bye. Thank you for showing me a picture of Butthead, Jack. To try and get this thing back on track. They even giggle like him. But they'll come into this, I'm not saying favourites, but after a good solid win against the Hawks, they've rebuilt. They've got a couple of numbers coming back in. Jack Bowes and possibly even Sammy Day, 50-50. You might go back through the VFL. But Freo are underdone right now. Their injury list is out of control. And they might be a smoky here on the weekend.
The Gold Coast Suns are a big chance. Obviously, they've got a horrific record over in the West. They've only won one game in Western Australia in their history.
But they play well there. They've always played well, and then the game has just gotten away from them at the end. That always seems to be the case when they play at Optus Stadium.
It does. Round one, they went over there, played the Eagles. They were really good. They lost a few soldiers. Obviously, Matt Rowell went down early in that game. They're a huge chance to get a win on the board. And while we probably can all admit that they're not going to make the top eight this year, there still is a chance to finish in that 9th to 10th sort of region for the Suns, and it's a reasonably easy run home for them too.
I was just having a look at their run home. So as it goes, Fremantle, Port, North, Richmond, GWS, Bulldogs, Melbourne, Lions, Carlton, Essendon,
okay,
Swans.
So that easy.
Not great. Am I identifying? So look, to restore the pride that they've been trying to build for so long, every 50-50 game they have to win, and they really have to put away anyone below them. Sitting 13th at the moment, you'd see, look, North Melbourne down in Tasmania, that they're going to have to win that one. Mm-hmm. I know that the Roos have been good on that deck down there despite the rest of their season, but they're really going to have to get that win. And maybe just scare one of these sides. They've got Carlton down in Marvel. Again, it's going to be a road trip, but there's a chance for them there. But they've really got to get rid of this post-mid-season bye record. Boys, of course, we're doing the mid-season wash-up here. I want to get your predictions for the Gold Coast Suns. From both of you, where do they finish? We'll go first. Where do they finish? Best and fairest, and I want a bit of a curly conspiracy too. So this is going to be just something that might happen, whether it be off-season, whether it be injury out of nowhere, whether it be a sacking, just something out of nowhere for the Gold Coast Suns that no one will see coming, but we can have this first on the podcast here. Jack, I'll start with you. Gold Coast Suns.
Okay, Gold Coast Suns, I think they finish, I'm going to say 12.
Okay. Is that a pass mark?
I don't think it's a pass mark. They would have wanted to do a lot better considering, you know, Ben King, Isaac Rankin, a lot of these guys are in their third year of football. You know, Matt Rowell obviously had his season ruined by injury. You know, like they've lost some key soldiers along the way. So I think there are excuses for them, but they'll want to finish the season off strong and take some momentum into next year. I think their best and fairest will have to be Tuukka Miller.
I think that's got to be Tuukka.
He's become an elite midfielder this year. His numbers stack up against anyone in the comp. He's an elite pressure player. So I think it's time for him to be rewarded. And
give me a curly one. What's going to happen to the Gold Coast Suns from now until the end of the season?
I wouldn't be surprised if the Gold Coast Suns threw their hat into the ring for a big free agent.
Like Mackay?
Maybe a Mackay or even a Zach Merritt or just someone to try and make a splash in the free agent market.
Okay.
I don't think they'll get either of those players, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Gold Coast try to make themselves relevant during the trade period.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. Will, I'll turn to you. A prediction for place, best and fairest in the Curly Conspiracy, please.
Yeah, I'm a bit pessimistic on the Suns. I think they'll finish closer to 15th. That's what I'll lock in.
That's top of the bottom four.
They're as you've been saying, their second half of the season record is just so poor, and they really need to just show some performances that spark a bit of hype. Because every year, their season just sort of limps to the finish line, and they carry a lot of injuries and there's nothing for their supporters to cling on to. Last year it was Matty Rowell, and obviously he missed most of the season. And I would love him to just come back in, grab this team by the scruff of the neck, which is tough for a 19-year-old.
Oh, of course.
And just try and, steal a win or two that we're not expecting. That's what I want to happen, but I don't think it's going to. I think we're going to see a pretty similar scenario as the last 3 years unfold. Curly one, I reckon Stuart Jew is going to jump back on the bike. And he's going to finish the Everest climb this summer.
Good one.
I think it's going
to
get...
Hey, just moving up the M1 now to the Lions, 8-4. They've got the bye, of course, this weekend. But a little bit disappointing, to say the least, after what happened at Giants Stadium last Friday. Will, I'll turn to you, because they were doing so well up until halftime, and Melbourne then showed their class, but... I think the damning stat here is the four losses that the Lions have suffered this year. Melbourne, who are in first, the Dogs, who are in second, Geelong, who are in third, albeit the not paid free kick, which we'll never let go of, and Sydney, who are in sixth. And Will, I'll put it to you, is there any worry that the competition's best is still just a class above the Lions at the moment?
Oh, I don't know. Everyone's got to lose to someone. There's concerns if you're losing to nothing but shit teams as well.
No, that's a good point.
I don't know. I think as for the Melbourne game, it was very similar to that loss in 2019 against Carlton, where we were up by 40-odd or something and then just turned off in the second half. There's something about our last half of footy heading into a bye that spooks us. It's rare that I go off tap and tell people that I think we're going to win this week, because I don't often do it, but I did it for the Melbourne game and I was really confident in the form that we were in and the footy we were playing. And we showed it for a half, but then it was bizarre. It's like a different team ran out. I don't think I've ever seen us look so flat, excluding the two performances against Geelong last year. So I don't know. It was underwhelming, but nothing we can't bounce back from. And I think Hugh McCluggage said during the week, the group knows we have a really good post-buy form card. And I think we can look to emulate that straight away against North.
Yeah, well, the good thing is it's a very sort of soft launch back into the second half of the season.
A little throw down.
Yeah, just run them out.
Get the eye in.
Well, I think so. It's not having too much of a go at North, but kind of know what's going to happen.
They're terrible.
Okay, well, didn't really know your role today, Jack, which is great.
Zach Bailey, he was the Lions' best on Friday night.
He's gone to another level.
Is he sneaking into All-Australian consideration for like a half-forward flank?
He's definitely in the squad as it stands, I reckon, based on just his ability to kick goals.
He just seems to bob up at important moments. Which,
if you include the Geelong game, where he effectively kicked the match-winning goal, but just wasn't allowed to.
Yep.
And then he did it, was it the week later against
Colts? Yeah, week later.
And then his four goals against Richmond, which were pivotal.
But
then he's the only reason we're in the game against Melbourne. He's a staggeringly good footballer, and he's going to be one of the best in the side, if not in the next couple of years.
It just seems that every time the Lions need a goal or a goal to shift the momentum, he's the one that kicks it.
Yep.
It's uncanny.
Yep. We'll move on to both of you boys again. I want place, best and fairest, and your curly conspiracy for the Brisbane Lions in 2021. I'll start with you, Will. Where are they going to finish?
All right. I reckon we will manage to cling into the four. I'm going to say fourth. Best and fairest to this point until the last 2 weeks, Hugh McCluggage has been in Brownlow form, and he will win a Brownlow. But I'm going to say that Jared Lyons is currently leading the best and fairest count. I think he's been that good.
Yep.
And he plays the sort of roles that that you know coaching teams love. Curly one. Let's go with Daniel Rich to make the All Australian team. I think he'll.
Ooh.
Is that curly, or is that just to be expected?
No, I'd say it's curly.
I think it's probable.
It's probable, but I wouldn't immediately go, "Oh, All Australian Dan Rich." So, the veteran's just getting better and better.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have him in their halfway team, but I think he will keep it up.
All right, well, Jack, you're pointing at me, so I'll give mine now. I'm seeing probably fourth position as well. I just think Melbourne, the Dogs, and Geelong, and possibly Richmond could have a really good run. So, and we'll see an away qualifying final loss, a home semi win, and I'm unfortunately seeing a prelim final away loss down in Melbourne. The Lions do have two games in a row at the MCG, the Richmond game followed by the Hawthorn game, I think, if I've read the fixture properly. So, excellent practice time down there, but. Yeah, I just see there's just two or three better teams in them at the moment. The curly one, I think this will be Grant Birchall's last season.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I was going not so curly, more wavy, but I don't think anyone didn't see that coming. But I think Birch has been very, very serviceable. He's done a great job and played exactly that role he was needed, but depends how long that body can keep going for.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, Jack, I'll throw it over to you.
Look, I'm really high on the Lions at the moment. I thought they were unlucky not to be further in front of Melbourne at halftime. And Melbourne are the benchmark of the competition.
Absolutely.
So far.
Yep.
They had an off half. They have those occasionally. I can't see the Lions losing too many games for the rest of the season. So I've got them finishing either second or third.
Okay. More positive here, Will.
I just see them making a grand final this year. It's got the feel around it. It's got a group that has been heard in the finals before,
mm-hmm.
and there's a real sort of a real drive from them. Yeah, they're making a grand final this year.
So,
that's my call.
So like that 04 season, going winning down in Sydney or something.
More like the power in 04.
Okay.
Been bailed out of finals a couple times, had been a really good top two team and just hadn't got the job done. Now they know what it takes. And I'm going to say my curly conspiracy is that the round 18 rematch against Richmond will be the highest fined game in AFL history.
Oh my God. I can see that happening. I can really see that happening.
Kind of like that Brisbane Bombers in 02 or so, was that?
Yep. Yeah, where Damien Peverill pushed over the trainer.
Yeah, where he went after Doc Reid.
He did. No, not Doc Reid. It was a Brisbane Lions physio who got pushed over.
Doc McConnell.
What a moment. What a moment. I think a 28-year-old male posted an image of that the other day, and it just brought back such a... I was there at that game, and God, that brought back happy memories, because when the Lions were getting their run on back then, that was the only thing you could do. You could only fight them at the time, so...
I just think that round 18 match against Richmond will be the ageing empire just readying itself for the last hurrah.
The barometer bash.
It is 100%. It's going to be the barometer bash. It's going to be Richmond's last stand at the corral.
And that's the thing. God, you want crowds for this one. I know we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves here, but you want a full MCG for that one there. That's the finals practice that Brisbane will desperately need.
How good is some spite in football?
I love it. Yeah. I like the narratives. I like the little one-on-one stories going, yep, good, we've got a match up here. These two players, they've got a bone to pick. Let's let them do it.
Inspiring irrational hatred is what football should...
it's based on.
It's what it's based on. It's what it should be about.
All right. That'll do us for another week. Thank you for joining us on Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure.